Elise Morgan joins us with the finance news. Hello, Elise.
Good morning, Fran. And it's all about Greece still. Although markets rose strongly overnight, despite the situation for Greece actually looking worse. And there wasn't really even any strong data to explain the buoyant trade. Markets seem to have stabilised after those recent slumps that we've seen that were caused by the over-indebted Mediterranean nation. The Dow Jones took back yesterday's loss, rising 0.6% to 17,904. The S&P 500 matched that gain. Greek debt talks failed to progress overnight. In fact, they may have actually gone backwards after Prime Minister Alex Tsipras accused international creditors of trying to humiliate the Greek people. It pushed US Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew into the debate, who warned the Tsipras government overnight to make a serious and urgent move to reach a compromise with its creditors or threaten Europe. Markets didn't seem to mind, though, after notching up some big falls the night before. The Euro stocks added 0.6% and Germany's DAX added just over 0.5%. The FTSE 100 ended flat. The local share market is expected to rise sharply at the beginning of trade. The SPY 200's 0.9% higher at 5,574. The Aussie dollar's down slightly from this time yesterday, buying 77.4 US cents, and it's unchanged against the euro at 68.8 euro cents. On commodity markets, West Texas crude is up 0.5% to 59.96 US a barrel. Spot gold relatively flat at 1182 US an ounce, but iron ore dropped sharply overnight, more than $2 wiped off it. It's back to 62.1 US a ton, Fran.
Thanks very much, Elise.